Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing called life. And let's face it, lately, things feel a little overheated, don't they? Between work pressures, social media overload, and the constant demands on our time, burnout is practically an epidemic these days. But what if I told you there's a way to not just survive, but thrive amidst all the chaos? That's right, folks. Today we're diving into the powerful combo of mindfulness and self-care as your secret weapons against burnout. Think of it like this. Mindfulness is that Zen master inside you, guiding you through the storm with calm and clarity. And self-care? That's your personal spa day every single day. It's about consciously prioritizing your well-being, both mental and physical. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Leo, mindfulness sounds great in theory, but how do I actually do it when my to-do list is a mile long? And trust me, I get it. But hear me out on this, because these five key takeaways are going to change the game for you. First up, awareness is your superpower. It all starts with noticing those little signs of burnout creeping in, the constant exhaustion, the irritability, that feeling like you're running on fumes. Ever felt like you're just going through the motions? You know that feeling when your brain feels foggy and you can't focus on anything? That's your body screaming for a break. Second, make time for mindful moments. It doesn't have to be complicated, folks. Just a few minutes of deep breathing, focusing on your senses, or simply observing your thoughts without judgment can make a world of difference. Picture this. You're sitting at your desk, feeling overwhelmed by a mountain of emails. Take a deep breath, close your eyes for a minute, and just notice the sensations in your body. Feel the weight of your feet on the ground, the gentle rise and fall of your chest. This tiny shift can actually help you come back to the present moment with renewed clarity. Third, say no more often. This one is tough, but crucial. You can't pour from an empty cup. Learn to set boundaries, prioritize your well-being, and politely decline requests that drain your energy. It's okay to put yourself first sometimes, remember. Self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. Fourth, move your body. Exercise isn't just about physical health. It's a powerful stress reliever and mood booster. Whether it's a brisk walk in nature, a dance session in your living room, or a yoga class, find something you enjoy and make it a regular part of your routine. Think of it as your personal reset button. And finally, nurture your connections. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on connection. Spend time with loved ones, engage in meaningful conversations, and build a supportive network that lifts you up. You know the saying, it takes a village? Well, let's make sure our villages are filled with people who care about our well-being. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household responsibilities. She's constantly on the go, feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. But then she starts incorporating mindfulness into her daily routine, taking short breaks to breathe deeply, focusing on gratitude, and practicing gentle yoga at home. Sarah also learns to say no to extra commitments, prioritize quality time with her family, and invest in activities that bring her joy. Suddenly, she's feeling more grounded, energized, and less overwhelmed. The beauty of this whole thing is that it's a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like you've got it all together, and other days when burnout feels like an unwelcome guest. But by embracing mindfulness and self-care as part of your lifestyle, you're giving yourself the tools to navigate life's ups and downs with more resilience and grace. Remember, folks, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. So go ahead, make some time for that mindful moment, treat yourself to something you enjoy, and remember, you deserve all the good things in life. Now, let's hear from you. Share your favorite self-care practices in the comments below, and don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Join me tomorrow as we explore another powerful strategy for living a more fulfilling life. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.